This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley, a former Republican turned independent, has publicly endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for president. Riley says in a statement that the election is high stakes and that he has concerns about Donald Trump's potential second term. Previously, the mayor has said that he became an independent after January 6th. Early voting in Milwaukee and Waukesha continues to draw large crowds. Voters faced long lines and extended wait times for the second consecutive day yesterday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says issues with clerks' label makers are a contributing factor to the delays, particularly in printing labels for in-person absentee ballots. To speed things up, the commission has authorized clerks to handwrite voters' information on ballot envelopes instead of waiting for labels to print. For more about voting early and to see what exactly is on your ballot, you can check out civicmedia.us/vote. The wrong-way driver that almost collided with a motorcade has been charged. The close call came Monday, and it involved Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade. Police say 55-year-old Wayne Wacker was driving the wrong way on I-94 and came very close to the pack of SUVs transporting the VP. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office arrested Wacker, who reportedly was unaware that he had nearly struck a vehicle in the vice president's convoy. Despite the close call, the Secret Service says the incident did not compromise the integrity of their work. Those looking to get the lead out have plenty to work with in Milwaukee. The city's health department is trying to target lead paint in older homes, which they say affects 88% of homes built before 1978. Health officials are emphasizing the severe risks associated with even small amounts of lead exposure, particularly for children's brain development. The city is providing support for lead removal. It's two stops in the state for the second gentleman. Doug Emhoff will deliver remarks at two Team Harris-Walz block parties in Wisconsin today, starting in Milwaukee and later in Kenosha. The events will be with the governor from Maryland. The Milwaukee stop will see an appearance from Milwaukee Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. It's an afternoon impact in Milwaukee, with Kenosha roads impacted later in the day. Senator J.D. Vance is in Racine Monday, with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg scheduled Saturday in the Fox Valley. Milwaukee has thrown its hat into the ring for a WNBA expansion team. The Bucks ownership group submitted a proposal to the league this week. The bid comes after the WNBA announced plans to add new franchises by 2028. A timeline on the decision isn't known. Milwaukee did once have a professional women's basketball team known as the Milwaukee Does. That team played in the Women's Professional Basketball League for a single season in 1979. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks won their season opener in Philly, 124-109. Did they get a break since the 76ers' Paul George and Joel Embiid were both out with knee injuries? Doc Rivers.
No, I mean, we didn't have Chris, you know, which is one of our key guys. But we're not worried about the opponent right now, honestly. We're more worried about how we play.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Luke Fickell on facing that tough Nittany Lions defensive front.
They're going to move all around. They've got really, really good athletes. I think, obviously, that's where the strength of their team is.
NFL, Matt LaFleur inviting his close friend and former Jets head coach Robert Saleh to practice. Will Saleh be joining the coaching staff?
It's pretty fluid. You know, I think it's important for him to spend time, obviously, with his family. So he's staying through Thursday and going back on Friday.
The Packers play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. On this last weekend before Halloween, you'll have several good thrillers to choose from, including a couple new releases. Let's start with Conclave, a murder mystery set in the Vatican, when the church hierarchy gathers to select the new pope. The film stars Ralph Fiennes and is pulling a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's rated PG. I didn't think they made PG films anymore. And if you're in the mood for a sci-fi Marvel film, check out Venom: The Last Dance, starring Tom Hardy. This is the final film in the Venom trilogy, but beware, it has not been made available to critics before opening night. There are also a host of scary flicks still in the theaters, including Smile 2, Terrifier 3, and Beetlejuice Beetlejuice. And if you're lucky enough to live in a city showing the animated Memoir of a Snail, it might be worth a look. Although animated, it is rated R and is considered an Oscar contender for Best Animated Feature. Memoir of a Snail is currently pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Stephen King's novel Carrie is about to hit the little screen. Prime Video has announced that Mike Flanagan will turn King's novel into an 8-episode series. Flanagan has worked on other King stories, including Dr. Sleep, which was the sequel to The Shining. Carrie is the novel that put King on the map back in 1974. It was turned into a feature film in 1976. It's a great time of year to check out anything by Stephen King. In addition to horror films, there have been a slew of animated films released this year that impressed both critics and theater owners. IndieWire just released its Oscar prediction for Best Animated Feature, and Pixar Disney's Inside Out 2 is the odds-on favorite for Best Picture. The film made $1.6 billion worldwide. It is the highest-grossing animation film of all time. Other contenders include DreamWorks' The Wild Robot and Sideshow's Flow. Great recommendations for this weekend if you're done with the scares. Actress Zoe Saldana takes her craft seriously. How seriously? She told Variety that she wanted to go back and reshoot Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame because she says now she totally understands her character, Gamora's arc, better. She says she knows it can't happen, but she wishes she could because now she has a better grasp on what directors the Russo brothers had in mind. Ouch. I love Zoe Saldana, but maybe you do a little more homework next time before you hit the screen for two multi-million-dollar films. Saldana played the same role in the Guardians of the Galaxy films as well. Netflix has announced there will be a season 2 of the A24 show Beef. The Hollywood Reporter says season 2 will focus on a young couple who witnesses a fight between their boss and his wife, and will star the outstanding Carey Mulligan and Oscar Isaacson. Season 1, starring Steven Yeun and Ali Wong, took home 8 Emmys. Isaacson and Mulligan worked together previously in the Coen brothers' film Inside Llewyn Davis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 62, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tonight. Could be some locally heavy rain of a quarter inch or more. Our low 47 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.